I wrote that with two friends of mine, and we really were feeling that way. My little girl's actually two, but my friend, my co-writer, Brian Wayne, his little boy is three. And so that's where that we kind of combined the two.
Yeah.
But
well, you never know. They might hook up and get married.
Maybe.
There you go. So. Right? You're just planning it all out in a song.
And make for one incredibly average songwriter.
No, it's a great song. The lyrics are absolutely beautiful, and that's off your new album as well.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of the album ebbs and flows. I mean, there's a lot of rockin' stuff, like Rockin' My Boot or Flirtin' With Me, and just fun stuff that we can get out there and play for the fans at the festivals and stuff. But then there's some, it gets a little personal with a song like My First Car, which is really my story, and Slow Time Down, which is just really, really the way I'm feeling these days. I love living in Nashville. I love it there for the day-to-day of it, and love Tennessee. But I really feel like it has been quite a sacrifice to be away from our family. My dad's hair gets, don't tell him. Just between you and me, don't tell anybody, but his hair gets a little grayer every time we go home.
Okay.
And,
something I can appreciate for sure. I'm from this area. I've been here my whole life, and I always have thought, yeah. I remember like in high school and stuff, looking at exchange students and stuff and going, how do they do it?
Yeah.
So, you know, and especially when you're so busy, they're so proud of you, everything's going great, but yeah.
I think his hair just gets grayer because we come home with Grace and she tears through the house and turns it upside down. So
you
maybe
keep
that's
home
why.
With more kids.
Maybe his hair wouldn't get gray if we just stayed down there.
Yeah. That's so funny. Well, another great song off the album. Now, a few times you've mentioned that, with Make My Move and basically just touring around, I guess, since 2002. You've dropped a few names that we might have recognized, you know, George Canyon and Willie Mack and some of these guys.
Yeah.
Are these now people that are personal friends of yours that you're close with?
Well, Willie and I, we wrote Flirtin' With Me together.
Yeah.
And we write together every couple of months down in Nash Vegas, as I like to call it. And George is a really good guy. He's a class act of a guy. I met him a few years ago before he was George Canyon.
Yeah.
You know. And he's really a good guy, and he's always been very supportive of my career, and every time I talk to him, you know, we have a real conversation. He always takes the time. He's, you know, how's Amy doing? How's Gracie? And he's got a good memory. And it's cool. You know, we don't get to hang all the time. He's busy doing his thing and I'm doing mine. But that's what I love about CCMA week in September, is you get a little bit of time to catch up with everybody.
Yeah.
And it's a really great time for country music. And there's a mutual respect that's I can assure you, between all of us artists. I mean, I'm really excited about what everybody's doing these days. Paul Brandt and I got to hang a bit on his tour. He invited me out to open for him on the Risk tour this past fall. And I did a lot of the Western dates. I was on tour with Aaron Lines in Ontario for the Moments That Matter tour. And Shane Yellowbird was doing a lot of these Ontario dates.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of great folks, and it's a really good time for country music, I think.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I want to go.
Oh, it's no fun. You wouldn't like it.
Oh, okay. I better not go then. Something I actually forgot to mention after your song, because I got so thrown into it. I'm throwing things around now. Slow Time Down is actually going to be our 3 o'clock song. We have this contest every day, Jason.
Oh, okay.
You have to tune in for the 9 o'clock song, the 3 o'clock song, and the 5 o'clock song.
Wow.
The next morning, you have to tell us what all three songs are, and you're in for the big prize at the end of the month. And you have to be playing that song right when it's 3 o'clock, and it's such a beautiful song. Write it down, folks. Slow Time Down,
there
Jason Blaine. That's your 3 o'clock song today.
Well, that's very cool. Thank you
for
that.
There you go. You're in our contest, too.
All
We've
right.
got you. We've surrounded our whole day around Jason Blaine.
How's our live in-studio audience doing? Have we bored you guys yet? You guys excited to be here?
I think they're a little nervous. Does anybody have some questions? I should maybe throw this to the audience. Anybody want to ask a question at all? There's a mic right there. If you walk up to that, you can ask Jason a personal question. We'll let them hum and haw over that.
Well, not too personal, though.
Not too personal,
right,
though.
Right.
No, we're not going to. No, not too deep. I mean, we've put all your dirty laundry out and anything already.
Let's
anyway.
Just not do the underwear question.
We get,
that's like always question number one or two.
Yeah, no, we're just going to go with briefs, okay? Next song.
And moving on.
We'd love to hear another tune from you if we can before we take another quick break.
Sure, I'd love to. I tell you, I am one of the biggest country music fans myself. I buy country music records. I will tell you that some of my favorite artists, I'm a Trisha Yearwood fan. Love her voice. And I like Kenny Chesney too, of like the new artists or whatever. I don't know if you know if you still consider Kenny new, but
yeah.
But it, you know, I've always liked his records, and I'm a big, huge Vince Gill fan, and it did me did my heart good to see him win the Grammy of the Year, because it kind of reaffirmed for me that I have good taste in music. Because I bought the box set These Days as soon as it came out, and but I've always wanted to stand on a stage and sing songs that I've written and get to play for good folks like yourselves, and sometimes I even doubted myself. And so I wrote this song in thinking about whether to stay in Canada or whether to move to Nashville.
Oh, cool.
And just deciding that it was time to make my move and chase a dream. And that's what I really encourage anybody out there listening to do. Whatever it is, chase your dream and seek your goal.